I've enjoyed the singing tonight. I'm glad I decided to come to church. I'm glad you decided to, too. Luke chapter 10. One of the biggest blessings on earth, honestly, one of the biggest delights on earth, one of the biggest thrills on earth, one of the biggest honors on earth, is to be able to serve the Lord, to have the God of heaven use you in some way. And everyone here, if you're saved, you have a ministry somehow, some way. You have a ministry that the Lord desires you to do. And it's a thrill, it's a delight, it's a wonder, it's glorious, but it can be difficult. And that could be delightful can be difficult, to say the least. And that's glorious can be gloomy. That can lift you up can drag you down. I ask you this, whatever type of ministry you have you ever got tired of serving the Lord? Have you ever got to where you just want to say, I'd just rather not do it any longer? Now, I don't know what your ministry is. I don't know what the Lord desires you to do. But you have something. I'll try to apply this message tonight with the ministry I have. My ministry I can summarize by saying this. You. Now, that's not all, by any means, but that summarizes my thought. What the Lord has called me to do, what He's placed me here to do, involves you. It involves those out there, too, but for the most part, it involves you. And we're going to find out tonight that it's easy to be, I'll go ahead and tell you what I'm preaching, miserable in ministry. I want to try to preach this evening, miserable ministry. Look in verse 38, chapter 10. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, and which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. We find here about two ladies. We know their names well. One is Martha. She's the elder of the two. No doubt she's the one that owns the house because that's what the Bible says. Most people think she was a widow by this time, and Lazarus, her brother, and Mary, her sister, live with her. Well, here comes Jesus, and as far as we can tell, he drops by for an unexpected visit. I thought about what that would be like if he came to my house unexpectedly. That's exactly what happens to Martha. He comes, and as far as we know, he did not announce him coming. He did not send a messenger ahead. We have no indication of that. So here's Martha. She's scurrying around. She thinks to begin with, I've got to find something to feed him. I've got to provide a place in case he wants to spend the night. She's scurrying around. She's cleaning and freshening. She's cooking. And she's, you got to understand, she can't run down to the food line and get their 8-pack chicken. She can't stick something in the microwave. This is an ordeal. For them to perform or to prepare a meal, she's working, she's laboring. and she's working her fingers to the bone. And to be honest, she just gets tired of working. She's doing it. Hey, she's doing it for the Lord. She's doing it for the one she loves, no doubt. But she gets weary, and she gets frustrated, and she gets tired. And to be honest, she's just miserable. Jesus sums it up in verse 41 where he says, "Thou art careful, you're worried about it, you're troubled about it, you're bothered about it." And then he said, "and troubled about many things." That word trouble is a very interesting word. It has the idea of having some kind of container with some sediment on the bottom. And you reach down in there with a stick and stir that sediment up, and it clouds up the whole vessel. It clouds up the whole water. And that's exactly what we find here. Her life has been stirred up. All that had been settled down gets stirred up. You know about that? Sometimes that old gunk in us kind of settles down until trouble comes, or until a load comes, or a burden comes, or we get frustrated, and all that mess gets stirred up, and we find out what's inside there. Well, here's what Jesus said: you're troubled about a lot of things. To be honest, she's serving him, but she's not doing a whole lot of good. She's not doing the cause of Christ a whole lot. I thought about this. If I have a lost person, wonder which one I would want to introduce, Mary or Martha. Now, Martha's a server, but she's not a worshiper. Mary, some people think, she didn't do a whole lot. She does, by the way, but she knows the Lord. Here's a lady that's miserable in ministry. She's serving and she's staying busy. You see, it is her house. I mean, literally, humanly speaking, it is her responsibility. He came to her house. He invited himself to come in. Now, she's glad he's there, but she has placed on herself a responsibility to serve him. And she's doing, hey, listen, she's doing what she thinks is right. I wonder how many, I'll put this in at our doorstep. I wonder how many preachers are setting their goals and they have their agendas and their plans and they want what they want to do, and they're busy and they're working and they're moving and they're forcing and they're pushing and they're manipulating and they're doing all they can, and they reach that goal and they set another goal and they reach that goal and they set that and they reach that goal and set another goal. And humanly speaking, it looks real good, but I wonder, are they doing what they want to do? I just as well say it to me too. Or am I doing what I want to do? Or is it what God wants me to do? One thing for sure, I can work real hard trying to do what I want to do, and it'll make me miserable. Here's a lady who's serving the Lord, no doubt, but she's miserable in doing it. In verse 40, we find that she's looking at Mary. She, in essence, is saying, "Why aren't you doing what I'm doing? What's wrong with you? The Lord's in the house. We need to prepare a place for him. We need to prepare a meal for him. We need to make him comfortable. We need to make him feel at home. Why don't you do what I'm doing?" And there's a lot of people who try and force their ministry on you. I was talking to some missionaries one time. These two missionaries happened to be going to Brazil. And one of them that had already gone said to me, "You ought to go to Brazil with me sometime." And I said, "Well, if I ever feel like the Lord wants me to, I will." And the other man spoke up and said, "God has called you to Brazil. You're supposed to go to the world." And I thought, Buzzard, I was nice to him. I'm not so sure I would be now. I thought, God didn't call me to Brazil. He called you to Brazil. Don't try and make me feel guilty because I'm not in Brazil. I'm supposed to be in Trinity. God has something for you to do. Just because you're not doing what someone else is doing, don't let them make you feel guilty. Here's a lady who's serving, there's no doubt, but she's miserable as she's serving. Now, Mary's the one at Jesus' feet. And nowhere in Scripture does it ever imply that Mary was not a server. She did serve the Lord. She served Him, no doubt, with all her heart. But here's a time when she's worshiping. Here's a time when she's hearing what the Lord said to get the help that she needs to where she can serve Him. I mean, listen, the Lord's in the house. Here's a chance to sit at His feet. Here's a chance to hear His words. Here's a chance to enjoy His presence. Who cares if the bookshelf is dirty? Who cares if there's a little bit of dust on the floor? Here's somebody who should have been worshiping, but Martha, instead of worshiping, she's trying to serve to do what she thought was right. Miserable ministry can be miserable. First, if we aren't converted. You know, there's a whole lot of people trying to serve the Lord, not even saved. Now, these ladies were, but some aren't. Some don't even know the Lord and trying to do right. I can think of a lot of people. I just thought of, I won't even mention it. I will mention it. Mother Teresa. As far as I know, I started to not mention it because I didn't know her. But I know this, that she believed what she claimed to believe. She wasn't saved. That's all I can tell you. But she gave away millions of dollars, and she gave away her life, and she gave away her health, and she donated everything, what she would say, I serve the Lord. And every bit of that was in vain. I want to tell you one thing for sure. If there's somebody trying to serve God without being saved, they're going to be miserable. And what will happen is they got to do more, and they got to do more, and they got to do more. And there's an empty spot inside, so they think, I'm not doing enough. I got to do more. But that emptiness never is filled or never subsides. If we aren't converted, we'll be miserable in our ministry. If we aren't caring. Some people say Mary didn't care because all she was doing, sitting at Jesus' feet, and Martha's up scurrying around, working herself to death. Some people say because Mary just sat there and they say did nothing, that means she didn't care. I say the opposite. Her sitting at Jesus' feet proves she did care. You see, she also had a ministry. And she knew if I am going to be the servant, I need to be for Him. I must sit at His feet and get the help I need to serve Him when He wants me to. Could I say it like this? I get the help I need for this ministry by finding a place to get on my face before the Lord. And if I don't have this place here, I can't be what I need to be to you. I cannot minister for the Lord. I cannot be His servant if I don't spend time at His feet hearing Him, worshiping Him, adoring Him, getting a fresh glimpse of heaven, getting a fresh glimpse of who He is and how big He is and how He wants to use me as I do the service for Him. Hey, that doesn't mean I don't care. If I spend time with Him, it means I do care. But if we don't care, our service will be miserable. But I want to move on a little bit further with that thought. If I don't care about you, my labor for the Lord in your regard will be miserable. It'll be a chore. It'll be a burden. It'll be a load. But if somehow I can care, if somehow those that you're to minister to, if somehow in your service for the Lord, you get a burden and a care and a love for those people, it won't be a chore. It'll be a delight because you want to do something to help them. You want God to use you to be a help to them. It may be somebody with a broken heart, and God puts them on your heart, and you talk with them, and they share their burden. Their hearts are broken, and your heart breaks. I want to tell you, when your heart breaks for them, it'll be a burden on you, but it won't be a burden to you. It will break your heart, but it won't make you miserable. It won't be a load that you can't carry. If we don't care, it'll be hard to minister. It'll be hard to serve the Lord. But I want to tell you, if God will burden you, if God will put a love for you to those you're supposed to minister to, those lost people out there, those people in your class, as you sing, the people who listen, God will put a love in your heart for them. It won't be hard. It'll be a delight because you want to help them. They may have a burden. They may have a need, and their load may be heavy, and you may carry that load with them, but it'll be a delight to try and minister to them. You see, if you realize they're still lost, my neighbor's still lost. My friends are still lost. That person at work, they're still lost. That family member's still lost. And I want to tell you, that load may get heavy, but if you care, you'll keep on praying, and you'll keep on witnessing, and you'll keep on trying to get somebody to get to them, or you'll get to them yourself. I'm talking about miserable in ministry. It can be a load that's overwhelming unless we care. If God will touch your heart and help you love them, it'll be easier. I'll just keep using me as an example. If I get to where I don't want to any longer, I need to realize you're still hurting. Whether I want to or not is immaterial. Somebody still needs somebody who cares. Somebody's heart's still broken. The problem's still real at your house. The need's still there. And whether I want to or am I excited about it or not is immaterial, at least it should be, because you're still those who God has given me, and I'm supposed to care for you. And if I care or not, I'm supposed to still keep serving you, or keep serving the Lord as He uses me to hopefully be a help to you. I hope you're getting this, because it sure ain't coming out how I wanted it. I need to remember, you need to remember, whether I'm thrilled about it or not, God still has power. And God can use our feebleness. God can use our effort. God can use our nothing to help somebody. We'll be miserable in ministry if we aren't converted. We'll be miserable in ministry if we aren't caring. We'll be miserable in ministry if we aren't communing. Verse 40, there's a lot of key verses, but this sure does hold a big key. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. This is the first time, as far as we know, that she even spoke to him. Now, I'm sure she said hello when he came. She opened the door, and there he was. Oh, I'm glad to see you, Jesus. Come on in. And she lit out through the house. And as far as we know, she hadn't said another word to him until now. But Mary has done nothing but sit at his feet and listen to him and hear him. In verse 40, he says, verse 41, thou art careful and troubled about with many things. It literally means that she had her attention in the wrong place. Verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving. The word cumbered is an interesting word. It means distracted to begin with. In other words, Mary's over here listening to the Lord, hearing Him, getting help, worshiping Him, adoring Him. But Martha's all over the house, busy getting things ready and cleaning things up and making the supper, and she is distracted. The stuff she's doing, hey, serving the Lord has distracted her from the best thing. And if we're serving without communing, we'll get worn out. We'll be miserable eventually. It will wear us out. That word cumbered means distracted. She's doing everything but what she should do. She's doing good stuff but not the best stuff. That's what Jesus said. You haven't done the best thing Mary did. She did the good thing. That word cumbered, very interesting. It not only means distracted, but it literally means to drag around. It's like having a big load that you can't pick up and you're dragging the thing around and trying to serve and trying to do and trying to cook and trying to clean. The whole time she's carrying a big old load. No wonder she got worn out. No wonder she got miserable. She had a load on her that the Lord didn't want her to have. She took a responsibility on herself that God didn't give her. Now, I want to tell you something. Serving the Lord will deplete you. I'll just use me as an example. You have to apply it. I can't tell everybody. I can't deal with everybody here tonight. Apply it to your ministry. And you've got one, by the way. Studying and praying and running and visiting and calling and talking, and that depletes a person. And I'll say it again, there's no way I can do this if I don't do that. There's no way I get strength from that to do this. I get a burden here to do this. And I get strength from to do this from there. And if I ignore there, I'm no help here. We'll be miserable in our ministry if we are not communing. Eventually, you get to where you don't want to. It'll be a drag. It'll be a burden. It'll be a load. I've got to sing today. I've got to teach today. I need to witness. I need to visit. I need to send a card. I need to call. It'll become a burden. It'll become a load. If you're not communing and getting the strength you need to serve the Lord, it'll become a burden. And eventually you'll get to where you don't want to. And you'll get to where you don't care. And then you'll get to where you don't care that you don't care. And you're in trouble. I'm talking about it can be easy to be miserable in ministry, even though it's a delight. It's a thrill. You get to where you have to make yourself. You have to force yourself. There's no joy. There's no desire. There's no expectancy. You have to make yourself like a robot. Because we miss the important thing. The good thing. The thing that won't be taken from us. We'll be miserable in ministry if we aren't communing. Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, verse 39. Jesus called it in verse 42, the good part that shall not be taken away from her. Do you understand? What she got here at his feet when she started serving, she still had what she got. It didn't get taken away from her. And had she not gotten it when she tried to serve, she wouldn't have had it. Do you understand what I'm saying? We'll be miserable in ministry if we aren't communing. We aren't spending time at his feet. You see, when we give him our attention, he gives us his attention. And he gives us what we need to serve him. But we don't get it if we didn't get there. That's what Mary knew. That's what Martha needed to learn. And eventually she got told it. I don't know if she learned it or not. Here's Mary breathing in his presence. She heard his word. She got the help she needed. She got fed. She was worshiping. And listen, that's what service ought to be. Service ought to be a result of worship. When we spend time with him, he fills us. When we spend time with him, he burdens us for lost people. Or he shows us somebody name we're supposed to call or send a card to. As we spend time with him, we see him in his power. And we realize when I minister, when I serve, he goes with me. It's not just me. It's him through me that comes from communing with him. And when we don't commune with him, we don't have that. And we can get miserable. Can't tell you the times just in desperation, absolute desperation. You understand what that means, right? Nowhere else to turn, nothing else, nowhere else to go to. I just went to the swing in the yard or the chair at the edge of the woods or here at the pulpit and just started worshiping Him. And just didn't ask Him a thing, didn't request a thing, but I just got a fresh glimpse of Him. And I saw the God who lives in me. And I saw the God who has a plan for my life and a ministry for my life. That's the same God you have. You have a ministry, and you'll get weary in your ministry. You'll get miserable in your ministry if you don't find out how to get help from Him. And all of a sudden, there's a new desire. All of a sudden, there's a new strength. Where it had been misery, now there's a delight. And music will help you. Christian music, by the way, I guess you know that. Preachers will help you. Teachers will help you. Singers will help you. But worship will do something that nobody else can do. You do know, Mary was worshiping when nobody else was. As far as we know, the only one in the house that was worshiping was Mary. And she worshiped when Martha didn't. And you understand what I'm saying? You don't have to wait for somebody else to worship. You don't have to wait for somebody else to go to the Lord and get help. You don't have to wait for somebody else to do this. You can do it yourself in spite of anybody else. In fact, that's what I recommend. Here's Mary worshiping the Lord when Martha doesn't even care about the fact that there's a need to get at His feet. Martha's not worshiping, truth be told, she's mad. And Mary's still worshiping. Man, that ought to help us some. Service without worship is a burden, it's a load. Since she was cumbered about, it means also that she was burdened. She was serving, but she wasn't happy. She was serving, but she wasn't content. She wasn't satisfied. She wasn't pleased. And more important than that, she wasn't pleasing the Lord. He wasn't pleased with her service because it was her service, her doing it. We can be miserable in ministry if we don't commune, adore Him. Sit yourself down, kneel yourself down, lay yourself down, and adore Him. Focus on Him. Don't worry about problems. Don't worry about needs. Don't worry about trials. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about anything. Just adore Him. Say, speak, Lord, and listen. Let Him speak to you. Let Him help you. I want to say to Martha, have you ever sit still? Now, I'll be honest, I'm the kind, I got that in me. I try and sit down at the house to just see it, and it's hard for me to do it. Got to be doing something. I understand that. But I want to say to Martha, will you please just sit down a minute and be still and listen to Him? You're missing what you need. Martha had too many other things in her life. Good things. Cleaning the house, that's a good thing, right, ladies? I mean, if Jesus is coming, you want your house clean. Cooking a good meal, you want that. That's a good thing. You want to make sure Jesus is fed. No doubt He's tired and hungry. If He stayed the night, He needed a good, clean bed to lay in. Those things are good, but it wasn't the best thing. Here's the best thing, Martha would have said. I know you're hungry. I know the house isn't exactly what it needs to be. I know I need to make the bed. But could I just sit with you a little while? I'll serve later on. Meal be ready in a little while. I'm so glad you're here. I've missed you. Been so long since I talked to you. Been so long since you came by. Martha's scurrying around doing all kinds of stuff. And Jesus said, will you just stop it? And she got to where she was miserable. And she finally came to Jesus and said, will you please realize my sister's not doing a thing? Tell her to get up and get busy like me. Uh, I'm trying to think about what to leave out and what to include. Mary didn't accidentally find herself at Jesus' feet. She went there on purpose. And she wasn't just sitting there and Jesus just happened to sit down in front of her. She went where he was. And this that I'm talking about, communing with him and worshiping him and focusing on him, it won't happen accidentally. You'll have to make it happen. And I promise you, we'll be like Martha. There'll be 1,000 things we ought to do. There'll be plenty of things I need to do. And sometimes we believe the devil's lie and we don't have time. Oh, yes, we do. We just need to cut out the right thing. Or we ought to cut out the wrong thing, I guess I should say. There's times I can't call you because I need time with him. There's times I can't go because I need time with him. There's times you have to cut out that important task because you don't have time to do both. Here's the idea. Martha served and Mary worshiped. And Jesus said, Mary did right. Martha didn't. We got to cut out time. We got to stop some things. We got to undo some things. We got to let some things go because it's too important not to. Important things. Sure, Jesus is hungry. That's important. Bed needs to be made. That's important. House needs to be freshened up. That's important. But it's not as important as hearing from him. I'm talking about there's times we can get miserable in ministry because we haven't spent time with him. I can't do everything, so I had to decide, what will I not do? And then lastly, we'll be miserable in ministry if we aren't converted, if we aren't caring, if we aren't communing, if we aren't carrying. The only thing Martha did do was she came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I need help. Now listen to me. She didn't get help, but she got help to. If she listened to what he said, she got help to. She didn't get help in the house, but she got helped in her heart if she heard what he said, because he said, stop working, stop serving, and spend some time with me. This is what you need, Martha. But to conclude my message, here's what we got to learn to do. Take their burden on you. And let it touch you. And feel their pain. And put yourself in their place. But you can't leave it there. You take that burden and you carry it to the Lord. And you put it at his feet. I want to tell you, if you do care, and I hope you do. I know some do. I think we all do. I'll just put it that way. But if you care, serving the Lord can put a burden in your heart, because there's lost people going to hell. There's saved people hurting. There's saved people cold and indifferent and unconcerned. There's people who ought to be in church, this one and others, that aren't tonight. And if you care, if you want to be a servant, that'll be a burden on you. But you cannot carry that burden yourself. If you do, you will be miserable. If you do, it will break you down. You can't carry that load. You're not supposed to. You're not meant to. We're not equipped to. He doesn't want us to. He wants us to take that burden. He wants us to carry that burden and give it to him, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If you don't learn how to carry it to him, you'll be miserable in ministry. So many burdens. And God wants you and me to be a help to people who are burdened and needy. Some of them cantankerous and some of them unloving and unlovable, but they need somebody. And if you're not careful, you'll get overwhelmed and just quit. You'll get overwhelmed and just give it up. That's not the Lord's will. Run to Him, carry the burden to Him, get the help you need from Him, and keep on serving. Hey, Mary served the Lord, but right now she needs to worship Him. Well, let's stand together.